Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So if the latest one I put up on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire, is this girl in a bikini on Tan Line Tuesday. Yes. And she's on Match.com, too.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yes.
I see you at the gym.
I even signed up.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You say some college?
She says
my prospective man must be an older black man with
some college. I spell college with a K.
I mean older only because you're older than she is. That's about it. You're not an old man, but she's younger.
She's hot.
Check her out at TNT Radio Empire. She's on Match.com.
Must have weed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you got a friend Todd's with.
Yeah.
Right. You just bring Todd with
you. Yeah, I bring Todd with
you. I don't smoke with Todd.
This is my boy. This is my boy Todd. It's my boy.
420 friendly. That's the term.
LD and this Antonio here. And
hey.
Petey Mac, it's a Tuesday. It's a live show. Tomorrow starts the best stuff. Our buddy Lewis Black's going to phone the program a little later on to wrap up Hanukkah and wrap up our live shows for the year. And Nick Allen's going to stop in, too.
And I'm glad Tony's here because I wanted to interpret the, I saw a lot of footage of that train that derailed
south
of Seattle yesterday.
Brutal. But I got something to say about that, too, by the way, because the word multiple starts to piss me off when it comes to news organizations.
But I'm curious about the graffiti that was over the interstate bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There's what it is, Tony. Lebrat something.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Do you know what that means?
Lebrat.
Oh, wait, Tony is it?
Oh, that's my cousin's name.
Yeah.
Lebrat.
Lebrat, that's my cousin.
Isn't that a Canadian beer?
Yeah.
Lebrat.
I mean, it's just a real big
thing. Yeah. It could be a Canadian gang.
Could be.
So you asked Tony if it was gang related.
Of course I did.
I don't know.
You could ask Petey.
Lebrat. I'm living the stereotype. Give it to Petey.
Petey grew up in the hood.
I don't know what that means.
Man, I ain't saying that out loud. I don't know who they are.
That might be just somebody's name.
Yeah.
That might be somebody's name.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Yeah. This small town, that actually happened in Oregon, or did it happen in Washington? I was right. It was heading to Portland, but it still happened in Washington.
It was south of Seattle.
It's brutal.
Around the Tacoma area.
Brutal.
I forget. DuPont or something.
Did you
Washington.
See this morning they said the thing was doing 80 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. See, that's...
It was way out of control.
You know,
it's money
my wife had a good point about that. They always say multiple. I understand the word multiple means more than one. But you just, but it doesn't mean that to us. It's perception's reality. So if you have somebody on that train and you know your person, your loved one was on that train, and it ends up being three are dead, right?
Yes.
Now, that's three too many, but it's three. When I hear multiple,
you think of more.
I always say more.
You think more.
I always think more. So if you have – I know that if it bleeds, it leads. I get news coverage. Multiple casualties. And I don't think three.
Well,
I think at least over 10 when I hear multiple.
But they can't say a few. Yeah, and
you
I think
say
we had a few casualties.
Well, but see, the word, I understand legally multiple. I'm just talking about, I didn't even think about this. My wife said, if you have somebody on that train and you're multiple, you're thinking, oh my God, they got to be dead.
But
you're right. I'm thinking 50, they got to be dead. If you hear there's been some or few casualties, you can say few, you might have hope. Because a lot of people didn't have hope, I'm sure.
Well, I think in that case, they're covering their ass because I had heard last night, they said, you know, some of the train, they couldn't get into them.
They did.
So they didn't know what the number was, so they're just being vague.
I'm with you on that.
To cover their ass.
I had heard six.
It ended up being six?
Originally, I heard six.
Yeah.
No, this morning, I heard two.
Okay.
So once again, one death is too many, especially if it's that your person you know.
Sure.
But when I hear the word multiple, I think of a lot more. And I think that's it bleeds, it leads kind of stuff. Say multiple. People stick with us.
I think it's just
come on, it's all about ratings.
Intentionally
you know
vague at that point because they don't know the exact
stats. I still think it's about
stats.
Ratings. Still think it's about ratings when they say multiple.
Right now it's at three.
Three, that's what I heard. Okay. Three, right.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah, brutal.
Sorry. dozens injured.
Yeah.
A little bit more from the Zusk poll. Mm-hmm. Certain trends that they found in the last year. They found that mentioning guacamole in your dating profile can get you up to 144% more inbound messages.
What, like I smell like guacamole?
Yeah. Yes. That's the only way you use the term guacamole.
How do you use it? I love guacamole?
Yes.
Okay. Out of randomly. I like waffles. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
How about I make waffles?
No.
You have to say guacamole.
No. Guacamoles is 144% better. All potatoes.
Right. Potato. You got to spell it like that.
Mentioning potatoes increased inbound messages by 101%.
By and Irish chocolate, chicks. Irish chicks.
No, not just them.
The redheads
and chocolate increased them by 100%.
Ooh, yeah. So you just say, I like my about. Three favorite foods are potatoes, chocolate, and guacamole. Yeah. Chicks line up outside the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, good. Uh-huh.
And most of their description is sturdy.
I have the sturdy filter on my dating site. Right.
Just don't fall over. That'll get you some sturdy women.
It says no lettuce. No in the corner.
I have the lettuce filter. Man, I don't know. It's got to be tough.
The potato reference would attract a different crowd than the guacamole one.
Sturdy.
It's still food. I think that's two separate.
I don't know how you bring up guacamole. I'm thoughtful. I'm there for my community. I love long walks on the beach. And
I like to cook guacamole.
And I smell like guacamole.
I like to cook.
Yeah. Especially guacamole.
No, guacamole sounds more CrossFit.
Yeah, guac's good.
Yeah, because that's, you know, those are your good fats in there.
Yeah.
Right, and potato, they like to walk. They like to walk the dogs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like potatoes, and you too.
Yeah. In 2015, messages that mentioned being a vegetarian got about half fewer replies than average, but in 2017, you get about 3% more replies. People who mention vegan get 62% more incoming messages than the average online profile.
You're going to fart a lot, though, too. Remember that.
Yeah.
All veggies, you fart a lot.
But you're not having to buy her a steak.
True. Yeah. That's a good point. Or even
she's
seafood.
She's going to eat salad.
Or even, no lobster, no steak. She's going to toss a salad.
Potato means she really wants a steak.
When you mention tossing a salad, how much does your profile go up?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you get a lot of hits. Yeah.
No, you have to eat that salad.
I'm eating guacamole, and I'm going to toss a salad.
No, you got to eat the salad.
I'll eat the salad.
Messages that mention lunch get 25% more responses than average. However, mentioning coffee, dinner, and drinks, that's 13% fewer messages.
Rum chata. How about rum chata?
Yeah, that's a little bit more.
I like rum chata and Fireball. Because Petey was saying that people at the bar drink that.
Right. Yeah. Rum chata, Fireball, and breakfast. How does that work?
And a walk of shame.
Waffles. And don't wait too long to respond to someone. Messaging someone back within the same day results in a 62% response rate, but waiting 2 days, the rate drops to 45%.
Remember the old days where you had somebody's phone number, you had to wait a day or two?
Yeah, you didn't want to call right away.
Crap,
man.
Well, no, this isn't second date. This is first date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I make waffles.
All right. How's that? Is that...
The most active day for dating apps in general is November the 15th, but the most active month is January, so that's coming up.
Oh, it's the new year. You start the new year off right.
People are ending relationships, end of the year. Yeah, mm-hmm. Start a new year.
9% more singles online than, or 9% more singles online than the average in January.
Got to be tough, man.
Hang on. This is Lisa.
Lisa,
morning.
Have you done this, Lisa?
I have, and the bar is pretty low when you call it the average online profile, which is basically nothing more than some junk pics and the word hi.
Nice. So if you can beat that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty low bar. The word guacamole definitely would pique my interest after about 80 drunk pigs.
See, this is, first of all, you're funny.
Yeah,
you're funny. So right away.
I know. I'll be like, hey, girl.
You rise above every right. woman. You're funny. That blonde stewardess chick, screw her.
I got some tough college.
How about junk pick, high, and guacamole?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a magic combination.
All right.
Gotta take him home to meet mom.
God, she's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Hey, feel free to call anytime. Yeah. You're funny.
I'm going to look Lisa up tonight. Which one's y'all?
Just show him your junk. Mm-hmm.
She's married now.
She is married now?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Tony. So are you, in case
I know. I just set myself up.
She's going to send us black junk, man.
That's going to get back secondhand.
Your wife just called and said, remind him he's married.
That's not the point.
That's going to get back secondhand.
That's how he got it. That's how he got his wife. A junk pic. But it was before dating sites. Yeah. He just Polaroid junk pic to the house.
Yeah. Polaroid junk pic. Great band name.
That is a great band name. Polaroid junk pic. It's going to be a Deadpool name.
Polaroid junk pic.
Are you kidding me? Guys, God. Just send a junk pic.
That's
hi.
How you
go?
It was a girl.
With some, I'll dip in some guacamole. Sorry about that.
At Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom, they are opening up the Hall of Presidents, the Hall of Presidents.
They put the current commander-in-chief in there, didn't they?
There is an animatronic figure of the current chief executive that is introduced by the first president, George Washington.
Because they're gonna defer.
Oh, I don't know what I've got going on there.
Yeah.
That was George Washington.
Yeah. Sounded exactly like George Washington. I've heard it. Here is George Washington, and then we will hear from Trump. Oh, no, that was...
But it was with the confidence of my fellow citizens that I took an oath. 35 simple words that have been repeated by every American president throughout history. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Ben Carson is a complete and total loser.
I love the poorly educated.
Republican.
Operative phrase, to the best of my ability.
You just keep pushing the button in front of him. He says more to
Republican.
The Donald Trump figure speaks as it stands next to a seated Abraham Lincoln in the center of the stage.
By the way, it didn't sound anything in Washington.
It includes Trump's signature hair, his suit jacket unbuttoned, and his tie hanging very low.
That guy was a horrible Washington impersonator.
Yes, he was.
And I hope Trump's animatronic guy was speaking to the largest animatronic crowd ever.
That's just a guesstimation how he would sound, by the way. I don't know how.
No, it's a big ocean. It's a very big ocean.
We didn't ask you that.
Yeah. Right. I'm pretty sure there were no recording devices, audio recording devices around Washington's time.
Mm. You don't know that.
Yeah, prove it.
Prove
there was nothing there.
Yeah, prove it. Okay.
And, by the way, into cities like here in Detroit.
Remember he screwed that up? I remember he screwed that up.
Cities.
Yeah. You know, I was reading an article about Daniel Day-Lewis, if you go watch the movie Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis has a weird high voice, and he said that Lincoln was described as having a stranger high voice.
Right.
And I didn't know that until I heard about that movie. So somebody had to probably describe what Washington sounded like over the years.
Was that the one where he was hunting vampires?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
With one foot, too, he's on the ground. It's weird, man.
It's a little unrealistic, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Lincoln's the pitch of Lincoln's voice was where that movie went off the rails.
Yeah, that was it.
That makes sense. The United States Postal Service is set to honor John Lennon with a 2018 commemorative forever stamp.
Oh, very nice.
The stamp will be released as part of the Music Icon series. The series has previously included Hendrix, Joplin, Presley, among others.
What's Yoko feel about that? Guacamole. And she says, Asian chick with guacamole.
If it weren't for the Elvis, that'd be three things I'd master. Before, Hendrix and Joplin. For sure.
So we're looking forward to that. How many Jimi Hendrixes to get that University of Washington jersey to the kid?
Yeah.
Sitting at my house now.
That shouldn't be on you.
Just wear it.
Yeah, yeah, or just...
It shouldn't be on me, but I called Amazon yesterday. They were zero help.
Give it to your stepson for Christmas. Like, here you go,
son. Yeah, I love you, man. I love you.
Yeah, I love you, son.
You got somebody else's stuff and they don't care?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's a million packages a day.
A billion, excuse me.
And they don't care. And because they say, well, just keep it. We don't care. We'll get another.
We'll just send another one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what it is, Tyler.
I hope he gets another one.
Well, once again, it's not on you, man.
You said it's a medium? I wear that this summer.
I think it's a large. I checked it. Tony, it might look good on you. It's like, purple.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
He plays for the Sixers now, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he got drafted. He was a high draft choice by the Sixers.
But it's a Washington shirt because you're not going to wear a Sixers
jersey.
Right, it's
a University of Washington shirt, and it's got Markel Fultz's, just Fultz on the back.
He got it for free.
So it's yours.
Yeah.
That's my little stocking stuffer to you.
There you go.
That's very nice. He'll wear that.
That poor kid.
Along with that junk pick.
That poor kid.
And any other stuff that I randomly receive from Amazon that's not intended for me, it's all yours.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's my pledge to you for the rest of the year.
Send your gifts to Tony, to Todd. Yeah.
Out of Clearwater, Florida, deputies say that an attorney was caught planning to record himself having sex with an inmate as part of a project to make a video called Girls in Jail.
Yeah, they have sex.
Well, they can't do it like this.
No, you're not allowed to.
Detectives.
You okay, man?
Received a tip last month that Andrew Spark was paying female inmates for sexual acts at the Pinellas County Jail in Clearwater.
Man.
They say Shauna Baselli, a 25-year-old inmate, claims Spark visited her in jail even though he's not her attorney.
He's like, yeah.
She said Spark offered to put money in her commissary account in exchange for SOTOM.
Oh.
And had bragged about meeting another inmate earlier in the day. Now, she says she declined the offer, but detectives later confirmed that she met privately with 28-year-old inmate, or he, I should say, the lawyer, met privately with 28-year-old inmate Antoinette Napolitano that same day. After investigating, deputies say the two actually knocked some out inside the jail at least six times between June and December of this year. Apparently, Spark would begin his interview by filming her in her jail uniform and ask her to narrate sexual fantasies before filming her performing sexual acts. So they decided to bust him. They got word that Spark was scheduled to arrive at the jail to meet with Miss Napolitano again. Detectives say that they entered the attorney visitation room and caught him with her just as they were about to begin a sexual act.
So, Tom.
His penis was fully exposed.
Oh, yeah.
When detectives entered the room.
Yeah. Is he a lawyer, Craig?
Yes, he is.
No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called the media.
Spark was charged with exposure of sexual organs, introduction, possession of contraband into a county detention facility, and soliciting for prostitution.
In the face!
It is a retrospective show this
it
today.
It is possible that Spark has engaged in the same activity with additional female inmates.
You think? Bunch of bitches!
And may face additional charges.
Shut up.
So we're looking forward to...
I'm just going to do that last 3 hours.
Girls in Jail.
I'm going to play just clips.
The video, Girls in Jail.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. Girls in Jail.
Can we see that?
I would watch it.
I'd watch that in a heartbeat.
I would watch that today.
Well, you can probably just dial that up. Girls in jail nude. I want to see his. Find something.
I want to see his.
Bro. You want to see this guy's junk.
I want to see him doing the acts. You know, I hope somebody taped it. And
they
then
took their wieners out.
Yes, I would watch that. I'm a sick man, Craig.
I understand.
Sick man.
I got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. I'd watch that, too.
I understand.
I go, look at that scumbag. Oh, yeah. Scumbag. Look at him. Look at him.
And great news out of Azerbaijan. Great news out of Azerbaijan.
Good. We could use some good news out of Azerbaijan.
The baby boy, born with two penises, one on his back, is now fine after they successfully removed the extra penis off of his back.
I'd leave that one. I'd kick out the front one.
Just leave the one on the back.
That's why you're not a doctor.
You want to hop on back? No, I'm the kid. You want to hop on back?
Jump on back.
You can ride me.
Yeah.
I ain't got to look at you.
Get you more responses than guacamole. On the dating site.
A penis on your back?
Yeah, right. I got a penis on my back,
but it's on my back.
Right. The doctor said the penis on the back is a parasite which has been surgically removed.
Probably from
an undeveloped twin.
Well, oh, you're right. He swallowed his own twin.
That had attached itself onto the boy inside the womb.
Did he leave the balls on his back?
They say practically all there was left from the undeveloped twin was the penis that got attached to the brother's back inside the womb.
You don't want the parasitic penis.
Many would argue that all penises are parasitic.
You're right, Dad. That guy would just get a lot of hits on Match.
Yes.
You know, yep.
Whipping out his junk off his back. All right, little sports coming up.
Back pick.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.